When you do a podcast, you've got to have a song where someone sings the title. What could go wrong? What could go wrong? The world is kind of scary when things don't go the right way. So listen to this podcast and it will probably be okay. Probably no guarantees.
Hello and welcome to What Could Go Wrong, the best slash worst thing that could ever happen to warriors. I'm Jeff from Happy Valley. I'm joined by Chrissy, veteran escapee survivor of Murderville, Idaho.
Hey guys.
Also here is Jeremiah, who clawed his way out of his hometown, The Coffin, California.
That's me.
No matter how bad you think things are, these two think they could get worse. So I've been getting a lot of mail in my mailbox lately, so I thought we just might talk about mail. I mean, generally, I get things that at least are unimportant is the most things that I get, but sometimes I get a letter that I enjoy. But let's start off with, you know, the bulk junk mail that you get, you know, all
junk
the
mail.
local mailers and the random catalogs from something you bought maybe 5 years ago, but they still send you their catalog every year.
That business mail is what subsidizes your fancy letters. If you had to pay the full price to deliver your 1 ounce or less package all the way across the U.S. to wherever you happen to be writing to, it would be a lot of money.
You don't say.
And here's the thing, Jeff, you are lucky to be getting junk mail because I don't get any mail because my apartment building decided to say that I had moved when I had in fact not moved because somebody decided that I had.
Jerks.
Clerical error. And now the post office thinks I don't live in my apartment anymore, which means that they're return to sendering all of my mail. And I tried to get online to do a forwarding address thing, just, you know, as a stopgap measure, have all my mail forwarded to a friend's house temporarily. But I couldn't even set that up because they check your identity with your credit card. And Jeff, I do not have a card right now because my new card with the little chippy thing, so replacing all the cards, was sent to my mailbox, where it was, you guessed it, returned to sender. And so my old card has been canceled, and my new card is in, like, I don't know, like, mail purgatory or something. And I couldn't, verify my identity to the USPS. So I get no mail. So be thankful for your junk mail, Jeff, because I don't even get that. Just an empty mailbox full of spiders, like, sadness.
But no moss, right?
No, well, no, because the spiders keep the moths away, which is why the spiders get to stay.
Wait, I want to know, like, if the USPS isn't convinced of who you are, how do we know that you're really Chrissy?
You don't, because I can't verify my identity for you. Currently, I could be anyone. But I'm probably me.
Your IP address says you're Chrissy.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm probably, like, if I'm a clone replacement, I, like, other me better be off doing something really awesome, because clone me is dealing with the stress of having to deal with USPS and not having mail. You know what is also in that, was supposed to be coming to me in that mail? The tags to my car. So I also don't have valid registration tags for my car right now, because those also are somewhere in mail purgatory. I don't know.
This definitely sounds like something that a Chrissy clone would have been prompted on to say by a real Chrissy.
Yeah, I'm, you know, I feel like I would be pretty good at training clones to make sure they seemed a lot like me. Like, there would be boot camp.
How?
Can you shoot lightning from your fingers?
Basically, what I'm saying is there's no real way to know. And also, how do any of us know that we're all not just dreaming right now? So, you know...
I'm going to go with this is a really crappy dream if I'm dreaming at this point.
Such a crappy dream. Can't we all just wake up?
Like, I just pinched myself and I did not wake up, so
but you didn't make any noise. Did you really pinch yourself, or did you tell us you pinched yourself to try and convince us that you pinched yourself?
You know, this is kind of the prisoner's dilemma in that I could have ratted you all out to the cops already and they're on their way. The secret police or the brown shirts or whatever they're going to be called. But you don't know. And so it's in both of our best interest to cooperate and say that we are not clones, that we pinched ourselves, and we're not dreaming. And if we all do that, then we can be done with this podcast in about 15 minutes.
This has nothing to do with mail. Back to topic. Packages arrive in the mail, and I get so many wonderful things from the internet. and they come in packages.
You know, a lot of my friends who get packages online don't want those packages.
And they don't?
They delete them as soon as they get them.
What?
Unsolicited oh, yeah, packages. No. I also don't want those packages. Don't send me your packages.
What's wrong with getting my package?
I don't know. Do you ask someone if they want to get a package before you send a package?
Generally not. I mean, it's a gift.
So it's important to have consent before you send somebody your package.
But it can't be a surprise gift if I send my package in the mail and I tell them ahead of time.
So the trick is...
The difference is if you're sending it in the mail or if it's an image of your package being texted through it's the internet.
It's normally from their wish list, after all.
Well, see, okay, if your package is on their wish list, you are good to
then you're
go.
Good to go.
Okay. Because, I mean, that's where I got both your gifts.
I don't actually really get packages either, because, see, previous rant. Except, every now and then, like, I did recently get a package.
But it's not going to a mailbox, it's going to the address on the building.
Well, yeah, but sometimes it goes to the, like, if it's going through the USPS, it's going to my box, which is then getting returned to sender.
Well, what if I send it with FedEx?
Then we're good. We're good to go. Okay. I did recently have a friend send something to me not at my apartment. Because I already had figured out the whole mail. This has been like weeks of me trying to figure out this mail issue, by the way.
Man, mail issues.
Oh, can we talk about mail issues, Jeff? Because, oh my god.
Nope, we're going on to forwarding service.
That sounds good.
Oh, Jeff, are you here to torture me? Yeah, those don't work either.
Sure they do. You just set it up with the post office and they forward you their mail.
Yeah, they charge
I'm
you like a
previous locations.
I'm contemplating going
it's
into
free.
The actual USPS and seeing if they will like take
Wait,
my passport
that's
as a valid
you...
form of like identifying me as myself.
Why would you ever try and work with the post office person not in person?
Because
like, they
can
don't
do
have
it
the technology
online.
To do that, Chrissy.
Yes, they do, but you
they,
have to have
a
credit
lie.
Card
Mm-mm.
to validate yourself.
Why would you have to validate yourself with a credit card? See, it's just a scam, Chrissy. Someone's
because
trying to get
capitalism.
Your credit card at that point in time.
No, it's definitely
yes,
USPS
definitely
website.
Just need yourself to have real identification.
But here's the thing. Like, the post office is real far. Actually, never mind. I take that back. There's a post office like 5 blocks from work. And I can Pokemon on my way to the post office and take them my passport and be like, hey, like, verify this. Forward my mail.
And then, Maybe. While you're there, you can also talk about canceling mail when it arrives to your location.
But wait, hold on. Back to the forwarding. I am a little concerned that they will still get it wrong. And then my mail, like, right now, at least I know that my mail is going back to whoever sent it to me, so it's not just ending up at some random person's house.
Mm-hmm.
But if I forward it and they have an error and something goes wrong, then my mail is being sent to strangers, which seems dangerous. Especially when you're looking for things like car tags and your credit card.
You should probably, like, triple check your handwriting when you fill out the form, then.
I'm very nervous.
And then take, like, a phone photo so you have evidence of what you turned in.
Oh,
very
my goodness.
Nervous. So, wait, so you said something about canceling mail?
Yeah, you know, like, when you don't want to get, like, stuff from people anymore, you let them know, hey, stop sending me this. You cancel it.
Well, that
Or you let the post office know that you don't live there anymore and to stop sending stuff there.
Will that work for my student loans?
Like, they might stop sending you the bill.
I and
think
if
you still owe them money, though.
Okay. Well.
Good thought, though. Good thought.
It was a try.
Thinking outside the box there. The mailbox.
We feel for you, Chrissy.
What if you accidentally cancel something really important?
You know the moment when you, like, were warned, like, did you really want to do that? It's when you wish you had a moment like that.
Yeah. Nobody makes that checkbox for all of this manual stuff.
Or if they
Not
do,
until
then.
We become sweet, sweet robots.
And if they're all labeled wrong anyways, then you've got, are you sure that you want to cancel your thing with a cancel? And then you have a, no, I don't want to cancel, and a, yes, I don't want to cancel. And which button do you push? They're ambiguously worded. The question is phrased
yes,
wrong.
Yes, you do want to cancel.
But that's not was an option. It was no, I don't want to cancel, or yes, I don't want to cancel. Which is the right one?
Well, you both those options just had yes and no in front of the same thing.
I'm really confused now.
That's what they wanted.
Yeah. It's the mail dominated hierarchy of delivery packages is unacceptable.
Man, talking about hierarchy, what's up with those forever stamps? Like, how can the post office stay in business when they've sold millions of forever stamps that people can just hoard and wait till prices go up and then just bankrupt the system?
I think they get used, and then also my cat eats my stamps.
My cat? Who's my cat?
The pets that I have of the feline nature that are
okay, but domicile.
Which one's my cat?
Well, they are both my cat.
Oh, my cat. I thought you said my cat.
Nope, I said my cat. So we've got multiple cats. Both of them are stamp eaters. I've caught both of them nomming on the adhesive plastic-backed things. Both the forever stamps and the weird digital labeled stamps that are probably also forever stamps but don't actually say forever on them like some of the forever stamps do. And that's pretty disappointing. So I try to secure my stamps away from my pets at this point, and it usually works. So
I listen to a lot of podcasts, like you do, and the podcasts that I listen to, a lot of them use, like, they have sponsors that are like stamps.com.
Oh, I
quit buying stamps because it made me like all of the podcast introverts that were like, I hate leaving my house. I was like, me too. I try to never go to the post office. Like, I'm really upset about the fact that I have to go to the post office to get this whole thing worked out, because I try really hard never to go there. So I don't think I've bought stamps in the traditional manner since I was a teenager. And email
What's the traditional manner?
Non-reliable. Like going to the post office and buying actual stamps instead of like printing postage from my computer.
Hey, Chrissy, stop me if I'm out of line here. How about a post office box? An anonymous little mail hole that you can just
put all your packages in.
Yeah, go to in the middle of the night when nobody else is there and pick up your mail, which is totally normal. And normal people do it all the time. Don't have to interact with anybody. There's just a hole in a wall in an empty building that fills up with your mail. And if you move, that box is still there for you.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what I had going on at the apartment building, other than it was attached to my actual apartment. And it worked out really well for me until somebody messed up the paperwork. So I guess I can't guarantee the paperwork won't get messed up again, but
gotta take a risk.
An anonymous hole in the wall sounds like a really good place to live, actually.
Good way to live your life.
I don't know if they make them big enough for me, though.
I think they call those roach coach motels? Coffin motels? Jeremiah should know about that. I think his hometown was named after them.
Yeah, they were invented in El Cajon, California. And
I would live in a sleep pod. Not just sleep, I would live in one. I just need really small enclosed spaces.
I mean, if you're out, I don't know if you can load the sleep pod from the top, though.
I bet you could mail it places. That would be a great way to travel, too.
Would be a great way to travel. And probably cheaper than airfare.
Yeah. Your own little version of, living in your shell.
What could go wrong with mailing yourself? Nothing.
Yeah, it's been done before, and it worked out okay. I think they made rules against it, but if you don't get caught,
Because after all, you're a live body. And on that note, I think that's all the time we have for tonight.
Wow.
Chrissy and Jeremiah, please give our audience your fond farewells.
I think that right now I can't give anybody a fond anything because that's how mad I am at the Postal Service. But I hope that you tune in next time.
And if you do give a fond farewell, remember that fond farewells are not insured for any shipping damage. Shipping and handling charges extra. Do not expect fond farewells to arrive in more than 4 to 6 weeks. Be sure to tip your waiter. Have a good night.
Thanks for listening. Good night.